Chapter 13. Hello, Exotics. Words. Across. Act. Airport. Along. Any. Bar. Battle. Be on board. Both. Breeze. Bribed. Brilliant. Chair. Contain. Control. Country. Custom. Dad. Die. Disappeared. Double. Dress. Earn. Ended. Euphoric. Exact. Excited. Exciting. Exotic. Exotic. Experience. Family. Father. 15. Finger. Fool. Former. Furniture. Green. Guess. Help. Hotel. Hour. Illegally. In embarrassment. In fact. Inquire. Inspection. Intersection. Is called. Land. Lie. Life. Line. Loader. Local. Locked. Luggage. Member. Message. Military. Million. Millionaire. Mob. Mother. Music. Myself. North Africa. Note. Once. Overlooking. Pack. Paper. Passport. Pay attention. Pretend. Prison. Provider. Reasonably. Recent. Reflect. Report. Respond. Rest. Ride. Ruler. See. Search. Scent. Shower. SIM card. Soldier. Sound. Spin. Sports bag. Stay. Store. Sudden. Suitcase. Super thief. Switched. Take. Taxi. Terrace. Text. Text message. Than. Therefore. Try. Unkindly. Urgently. View. Wait. Waterbed. Without. Worry. Yet. Hello, Exotics. Paul Roast and Linda Pandora arrive at the airport. Paul's friend, Andrew, drives them there in his car. They go inside. Paul has a large sports bag. Linda has two large suitcases. Paul helps her with the suitcases. They are heavy, but he pretends that they are light for him. Are the suitcases heavy, Paul? Lisa asks. Not at all, Paul answers and points his finger. We need to go there. The staff of the Customs and Passport Control know Paul Roast. Therefore, they pass through Customs and Passport Control without an inspection. Andrew and the staff wish him a good vacation. Paul and Lisa get on the plane. A few hours later, their plane lands. Everywhere there are beautiful and exotic views. They arrive at the hotel and register. Do you have a terrace overlooking the sea and a large double waterbed? Says a hotel staff member. Double bed? Lisa smiles and looks at Paul. Paul looks out the window in embarrassment. Paul, could you please buy me a SIM card for the local phone service provider? I urgently need to call my mother, Lisa asks. I'll wait for you in the room, okay? She adds. Of course, Lisa, Paul agrees, and addresses a hotel staff member. Where can I buy a SIM card for the local phone service provider? He inquires. Go out of the hotel and turn left. Walk to the intersection and turn left again. There is a store called Just SIM Card. The staff member replies. Paul goes to the store and Lisa goes up to the hotel room. 15 minutes later, Paul returns to the hotel and goes up to the hotel room. On the table there is a note. I'm in the shower. I'll come out soon. Paul smiles and walks over to the chair. Lisa's dress is on the chair. He takes the dress and sits in the chair. Paul hears the sound of water and music in the bathroom. He smells the dress. His head begins to spin. It's all so sudden, Paul thinks. A week ago, I didn't even know Lisa, and now I am with her in this exotic country. He goes out to the terrace. Everywhere there are green trees and flowers. Far below, there is the blue sea. A light breeze blows from the sea. Paul feels euphoric from the smell of the sea. 10 minutes later, he returns to the room and goes to the bathroom door. He knocks on the door. Lisa, will you be much longer? He asks. There is no answer. Are you okay? He asks and knocks again. Then he knocks once again, loudly. There is no answer. He tries to open the door, but it is locked. He calls the hotel staff and asks them to come to his room urgently. A minute later, staff members come in and open the door. There is no one in the bathroom. Paul looks at the staff. The staff members look at Paul. Paul searches for his and Lisa's things. His sports bag is on the floor. Lisa's luggage is gone. Only her dress lies on the chair. Paul sees that the staff is trying to hide their smiles. He leaves the hotel and walks into a bar across the street. He sits down, drinks mineral water, and begins to reflect. A man sits down next to him and puts down his hand on the bar. Paul looks at the hand and sees a tattoo that says, "Do not waste time." Paul looks up and sees the furniture thief. "Hi," the thief says. "Oh, super thief, how are you?" Paul asks, looking at him in surprise. "My name is Peter Ashour. Listen, you're a good guy. I want to help you. Don't worry because of Lisa. She is riding a bus to another town," he says. "So the two of you work together," the detective smiles unkindly. "She is taking the suitcases to John Vega, who is waiting for her in a hotel," the thief quickly continues, not paying attention to Paul's words. "She thinks that there is money in her suitcases. I don't know how much. But, in fact, the money is in these suitcases." The thief points down with his hand. Paul looks down and sees Lisa's suitcases. The thief quickly continues, "I bribed the loaders at the airport here, and they switched the bags. She has the exact same suitcases, but they contain paper instead of money." Ashour smiles. "Sometimes you act reasonably," the detective says in surprise. "Now you probably want to live here as a millionaire," he adds. "That isn't important right now. Can you help me?" Peter Ashour asks. "You want me to help you load furniture again?" Roast asks. "My father is in the Hall Hut prison. It isn't far from here. He is an old man. He doesn't want to die in prison, but he will stay in prison for the rest of his life if I don't help him," Ashour says. "Why is he in prison?" "He also likes the smell of other people's furniture," Paul asks. "My father didn't do anything wrong. He was given 20 years in prison, and he only sent out text messages with jokes about the rulers of this country," Peter Ashour says. "I shouldn't have guessed that you're from a brilliant family. How do you want me to help you?" Paul Roast asks. "I have to find a good airplane pilot. I have to take my father out of this country," Ashour says. "Where do you want to take your father?" Paul asks. "I want to take not only my father, but a few other people to North Africa tonight. I can fly a plane, but there are battles over there, and I don't have any military experience. But you are a former military pilot, and you can do this job. I'll pay you $200,000. "What do you say?" Ashour offers. "I have to fly a plane to North Africa. Do you think I'm an idiot just like you?" Paul protests. "Yes," the man says and takes a drink of water. "I bribed the staff of the local airport. I want to take my dad out of here on this plane, and you can earn a lot of money, Ashur insists. I'll be a great fool if I believe you, and it would be better for you if we never meet again, Paul Rost says. He gets up and leaves. You idiot! I will do this job myself and keep all the money, the man shouts after him. Paul goes to the hotel and packs his things. Then he makes a phone call. Hi, Paul. How was your vacation? Andrew says on the other end of the line. A lot more exciting than you might think, Paul responds. You don't sound excited, his friend notes. Maybe this has to do with the recent bank robbery? Don't you know about it yet? It happened the night before you left. John Vega disappeared along with $4 million from the bank. Lisa Pandora and John Vega stole that money. They are both here, but I don't know where they are. By the way, the stolen money was in the suitcases that I helped Lisa Pandora carry. I also have some information about North Africa. A plane will fly illegally from here to North Africa. There will be some people on board, maybe soldiers or the mob, and there will also be two idiots from our country. One of them will probably fly the airplane. Report this to the authorities. If you need more information, I'll try to find out, Paul says. It's a pity that your vacation ended so quickly. I'll call you soon. See you later, and don't be sad, Andrew says. I'm fine. See you, concludes Paul, calls a taxi, and rides to the airport. New vocabulary review. Is it Wednesday or Thursday today? Today is Wednesday. Do you know what time is it? I will check my phone. Exactly 3 o'clock. Thank you. By the way, is it dry or raining outside? It is raining, but it isn't cold outside. Do you know that the airport is closed because of the fog? Really? And the planes don't fly? Of course they don't fly. The fog is so thick that even the birds walk. One of our former clients wants to meet with you, Mr. Manager. What does he want? He says that he has a surprise for you. Is it a good or a bad surprise? Judging at his face, I would say that it probably isn't good. How much time is there until the end of the day? 20 minutes, Mr. Manager. Okay, I'm leaving. Where are you going, Mr. Manager? The door is over there. Today, I'd better leave through the window. After all, we're on the ground floor. What a pleasant light breeze from the sea. Yes, and the sea view is also very beautiful. Okay, enough. It's time to pack and load boxes. What do you think, Mr. Manager? The customs officer didn't guess that we shipped these boxes illegally? Of course he guessed. What should we do now? This is a big problem for us. Don't worry, I bribed him. Mr. Manager, the other customs officers came. What for? They also want to be bribed. Give them money. Okay, I will. What a pleasant country. Here everyone is euphoric and has a good appetite. What is your cell phone service provider? I don't know. And what kind of a cell phone do you have? I don't know. Does your phone have one SIM card or two? Why do you ask? I'm just interested. And I'm not interested.